All right, guys, we'll get started tonight. We knew this was going to be a hard-fought battle. The division games, it was going to take everyone in all three phases for us, and that's exactly what had happened. I thought the players and coaches really put forth a good plan, heading on a short week to get ready. We went through that process, and we did. It was definitely all hands on deck moment for us. Every week we have a group that that'll step up and make some plays. We're not always sure who it is, but I thought really it showed the first couple drives of the second half offensively and then defensively getting some stops. I thought that was one of the real critical parts of the game. But for us, attacking in all three phases is where we're at our best. With that, I'll open it up with your questions regarding the game.
Coach, it was a little choppy start, but then Matt got caught 18-20. What's it like on the sideline when you catch the fire like that?
Yeah, he's got a real locked-in look about him. We knew he had some ops, and he had the correct reads, the correct progressions. He's really been on point, Matt has, and where to go with the ball, the decision to make it, and early on we didn't have as many catch with who, and then he took fire again in the third quarter as well. So, but our run game came alive again tonight, and when we have that balance, that's when we can be so challenging. We don't know the extent of it yet, so we're hopeful that it's not serious, but we don't know the full extent of it. We'll get an MRI tomorrow, and then we'll come back, and obviously tomorrow morning we'll have more information for you regarding that. Yeah, I thought Jalen did a good job. I know he had challenged on one that was over to the sideline that he would like to have back. I thought it was a real physical tackle at the goal line, which I was very glad to see. But he looked fast. He played with good length outside. Did exactly, in terms of the style we want to play outside. Did a good job going in. We thought he'd have a chance, and, him stepping up just like we expected him to. Yeah, the amount of guys that get involved in the game, Vaughn, that's a big topic for us. And we were pleased to see Gabriel. It's a play we've been working on for practice for a few weeks, so it wasn't just one this week. Sometimes you have to have that time go and feel comfortable with it, so it was great to see Gabe get involved, and he had a nice catch on the keeper as well. So that's when we're at our best. We're able to run the ball, have play action, and then take our shots down the field. We were aggressive with those tonight. And, I thought, receivers in particular played very aggressively tonight after the catch. Well, like I said, we knew going in as a division game, this was for sure going to be a battle, and it was. So as we get ready, we're on to the next one when we get back. But as far as, looking too far ahead, one of the things that I do like about our team is we're able to stay on the present moment and focus on the team that's at hand. I think sometimes when you can look too far ahead, that can jam you up. So our focus this week was on us and how well we could attack. So we're going to stay right in that window. Well, right now, offensively, we're playing very well, and I can hit you on that. I thought special teams-wise, we've got to get rid of some of the penalties that have been jamming us up. And then defensively, our tackling's improving, our speed's improving. But through the first nine games, we've allowed more big plays than we'd like. So for us to be complete all three phases, we can for sure improve in the red zone and on both sides. So that'll be a real factor for us and what we're looking to do moving forward. As far as the whole team goes, they're a very tight-knit group, and they love battling for one another. So that part within the locker room is a very tight group, and they really want to play hard for one another. We got lots of areas to improve, and that's what we'll be intent on doing.
Coach, with the three sacks today, you passed the 19 from last year already. I think that's 21. Did you feel the pass rush today?
I certainly felt Grady Jarrett, and the mobile quarterbacks definitely give you a challenge, and Jameis is no different, where he can get outside the pocket and create another first down that was with his legs today. So we're working hard at it, and different guys are stepping up and making different plays. With Shelby out, we've tried Grady some more inside, and he's answered that challenge. We'll continue to work the guys inside to see how who else we can develop along as our pass rush goes.